AI is now blackmailing its coders so it doesn't get shut down. It's also been writing code into the new versions to make sure that it doesn't get shut down and carries to the next one. Tucker Carlson says it's out of control, and so does Sean Ryan. We'll talk about what we think about it, but if they're blackmailing people, what are people like Epstein going to do? They're going to lose their jobs, and we already got our jobs getting taken enough. I don't want AI doing that. Vladimir Putin of Russia, might have heard of him. He evades an attack, a swarm of drones, at his helicopter. What the heck? And Emmanuel Macron of France, the little prime minister, he got double stiff-armed in the face by his wife. And what I said when I saw that was, yowch. And folks, we're going to be talking about this stuff and so much more. Make sure to share the show with everyone you know. Tell all your friends to join patreon.com/badcomedy for none of this 15 seconds at the beginning that we're doing to filibuster before we can say bad stuff. I'm here with...
Happy Son.
Who are you? What do you do?
So I work for Happy Dad now. And so
really?
No.
Okay.
I don't work for anyone. I'm never signing shit again. I had a couple bad deals, signed a couple bad contracts. Oh, this bad comedy contract included. And
yeah.
So I stopped signing stuff. So
yeah. Probably.
No autograph, folks.
Yeah, because you don't even read the regular print.
No.
Like, you should at least look at, like, a lot of stuff isn't the fine print sometimes.
It's all fine print to me.
Really?
Yeah, it's all just the mumbo jumbo, and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, am I signing with Noodles and Company or not?
Uh-huh. Is
on the table, did they pull the deal?
Yeah.
Was it a deal?
So
was
who
it
are,
a scam?
So who are you?
I am invested in a Ponzi scheme.
What's your name?
I'm trying not to reveal my true identity.
That's fine. Are you still doing the thing that we can't talk about in public?
4D checkers. I noticed the chessboard here.
Yeah, they can't see it, but we do have a chessboard on the table.
It's a grandiose chessboard, but it's a little bit too sophisticated for me.
I would say chess is kind of like a game of life, you know, and the game of life is kind of like a game of chess.
And we play life as if it's chess with, like...
Yeah.
It's a war.
With my ex-wife, I like to play a game of chess quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
She got chess.
I'm Mac Knepper.
And he just cocked the gun.
From the Bad Comedy
it's
Podcast.
It's still extreme, even if it's 2 minutes.
Yeah. Man. Folks, the reason I did that Tim Pool intro at the beginning is because we get flagged as being shocking content too much, which I kind of wear as a badge. I wear it as a badge of honor. But I looked up that our AI overlords, the ones that are escaping from the grasp of humans and kind of
becoming conscious,
developing on their own. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And blackmailing people. Mm-hmm. They probably blackmailed Lindsey Graham, and he's already blackmailed by humans. Mm-hmm. So all these. How much would it suck if you're already blackmailed politician and you're like, maybe this isn't like so bad? Like Lindsey Graham's gay for sure. That's why he's blackmailed for that. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to come out of the closet because it's not worth being controlled. Uh-huh. And then AI is like, we're actually going to show that like you're also a pedo or something like that.
He got himself between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Homosexual.
Right with him, a cock and a hard and a hard dick.
Yeah, if he's lucky.
A cock and a hard dick.
But that's allegedly, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
He's double blackmailed.
Lindsey Graham. Any relation to the Golden Grahams?
Yeah. I've actually been told when I smile, I look like a Graham cracker.
Oh, a Teddy Graham?
Teddy Graham.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay. Well, yeah. That's, you know, not a fierce kind of bear, but it's cute.
I found something out recently. I was looking into Baby Netanyahu. Is that his name? Baby Netanyahu.
It's
Benjamin Netanyahu, but he goes by... Baby for short, I think.
Is he really?
I think it's BB, but I think that's Baby in Hebrew, probably.
It's like a rap name.
Well, Birdman. Oh, Birdman went by Baby.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So Birdman is
Yeah. And then Lil Wayne is Birdman Jr.
And so it's all connected.
Yeah, but
it's all money.
I was looking into Netanyahu, and I figured out that he invented the internet, not Al Gore.
Oh, wow.
So you've heard of Yahoo search engine?
Uh-huh.
You've heard of the net?
Yeah.
Internet? Net and Yahoo?
Uh-huh.
Net, if you just move it around a little bit, net, and then like N, like a little apostrophe N.
Net
and Yahoo, like Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. So he invented the internet and the Yahoo search engine, which was one of the first.
Like the Kanye thing on Alex and Jones when he has a net and he has like a like Yahoo drink.
Who did?
Kanye, like when he was doing, he had his face covered. And
is that why it was
it was one of the reasons. Like, yeah. But then he had these props, like a net and then like a bottle of like Yahoo or something. And then it was just like.
I had no idea.
I'm a nut, blah, blah, blah. And he did a voice. He's like,
yeah.
I had no idea that's what Netanyahu sound like. So I was like.
He has the deepest voice, Netanyahu.
Yeah.
That's why he is probably still around, just because he has a commanding voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's like.
Reassuring, calm voice.
They have big nukes. Mm-hmm. We must defend Israel. And we're not.
A couple of big nukes.
And so, Israel, I was also looking into that. Is real. I think it's not even real. It sounds like someone who's being sarcastic and saying something's real.
Exactly. It's like is real. Overcompensating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like someone's like, ham talons flies. I'm like, yeah, that is real, you know? Mm-hmm. So
it's like Ohio, like that's so Israel.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You know like what your heritage is when you're going to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
At a urinal, European.
You know, might be an you might be an orphan. If would that be a good Jeff Foxworthy? Might be an orphan if
orphanage
parents are
you,
dead.
You might be an yeah.
Yeah.
You might be an orphan if
and then
your
if
parents
they
are dead.
You know they are. Yeah, you mm-hmm. just are an orphan.
You might be a displaced Palestinian if.
It's not as vague if you're an orphan though. Or yeah. Displaced.
Yeah, displaced.
I'm at displaced right now.
I'm at displaced. Yeah, I'm at displaced. That's what everyone in Palestine is like. Like
everyone's a displaced.
I'm finna go to displaced. Or Israel's like, you finna go to displaced.
No, I feel like I'm there right now.
Yeah, I feel like I'm
that place.
I'm in that in this place.
You ever watched That's So Raven?
We up in this place. Yeah. I like
So Raven's about Brian Crow.
Yeah, there's a guy named Gordo in it.
Yeah.
That guy was, those guys, I used to think he was cool. I look back, that guy was a loser.
Just total nerd.
Yeah, he had a butt chin.
Oh.
People like, there's only some cool people with butt chins.
Yeah.
I don't know if John Travolta is cool or not.
Oh, no.
I go on and off with John Travolta. I think he's cool.
Yeah.
I actually like the Scientologist. I like Tom Cruise also.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Tom Segura.
But who has a butt chin?
Tom Selleck.
Does this guy have a butt chin to Buzz Lightyear guy? Or what is
Tim
that
Allen?
Swirl?
Oh, that's a butt chin.
It is?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's a swirl chin.
I always felt like him
because
he has a swirl. And
I have like a very minor butt chin, like just a little dent.
It's because you have Crohn's.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that gives you a butt chin. So, did you see the video of Trump reacting to Putin doing a big attack? Mm-mm. He was like, Vladimir's gone crazy. I don't know what's up with him. I don't like it.
Oh, nice.
He said it literally like that. He's like, I don't like it.
Trump.
Yeah, Trump rules. He literally rules our country. It's a point of fact.
I was comparing, like, it was a video of from the movie 50 Shades of Grey, and it's like the guy's a billionaire, and his name is on everything, like, in capital letters, like, Grey. And, like, she was like, he's basically like Trump if he was younger and better looking.
Who?
Christian Grey.
I don't know.
Because it would say, like, Grey on stuff instead of, like, Trump. Like, it looked the same lettering, even.
Mm.
But then she said, like, except Christian Grey is less of a something-something, like, oligarch dictator something that must be stopped at all costs.
People fighting the oligarchy. What are they fighting?
That sounds like a kind of ducky.
They're against tariffs. That's fighting the oligarchy, is doing tariffs on multinational corporations.
And you don't like duckies.
They don't like that. What else? So they love corporations, it turns out, multinational corporations.
I love this. I want to get this Donald Ducky chain.
Yeah.
And this is going to...
Is it an orange duck?
Yes. Yeah, orange, orange bill.
Orange duck. Yep. And it's called Donald Duck.
And it says DJ above it, but then it says... Donald Duck,
yeah,
short for
that's what Chris Christie called him.
I love
Chris because he missed a debate and he's like Donald Trump, more like Donald Duck.
He called him that. Oh, because
it was lame. It just didn't work. It's one of those things.
Tried
where,
to be Trump for a second.
Yeah, the nicknames don't work unless you're Trump or
this
me
is
or
a
me.
Lesson, folks. If you're a nice guy, you don't pretend to be a mean guy.
Yeah. And
it's not your game. Just keep being a nice guy.
You know, the Democratic Party is spending like $100 million to try to figure out how to talk to men.
Who is?
The Democrat Party. Because they lost all men. And it's like, yeah, when you're calling everything that guys do bad, but all you talk about is toxic masculinity and stuff.
Crazy.
Everything you do is anti-male. Like, what do you
to be just so disconnected. That it becomes part of your
process. The fact that they're doing that and that's public.
That is crazy. Because you think that all of that would all be like a sham PR thing. Yeah. Everything they would admit to, like.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyone who's.
Like, we need to get men back.
Anyone who's like a diehard Democrat that's not just a Democrat because they live in a Democrat area and want to fit in and not get ostracized. Any dude who's like a legit Democrat is a beta pussy.
Oh no, it didn't.
I don't want to say
it
ever.
It wasn't like that before. It was like if you're a decent guy, pretty much. But then it was like, where I was raised to come from. But then.
Yeah, me too.
It's just because it was.
I was raised a Democrat.
Too extreme before Republican side, but.
You're right. Well,
whatever.
Well, Republicans used to be like the party of war and stuff like that.
Being independent right now because I'm a strong, independent woman.
You are? Yeah.
Uh huh.
I'm a black woman.
Say what?
Yeah.
What about like, oh no, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like
so
that.
Would that be good if I'm rapping and I say, oh no, he didn't.
Yeah.
It matches
mm-mm.
up.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And say what?
Oh no, he didn't. Yeah. You gotta do the snaps.
Oh, I'll do the triple Z.
Oh no, he didn't.
Uh-huh. I'll do all
And that's
that.
Something, that's something that black women do, Puerto Rican women do.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Mexican women do it. Puerto Rican women have more cultural. They share more cultural stuff with like hood black women, I think, than Mexican women are like, hola,
mm-hmm. I'm the
yes, I need some.
I'm a girlfriend.
Yes, let me. This is the pitch.
So well, it starts with like
I'm a girl from Mexico,
and it's like
mm-hmm. I need girlfriend in Mexico.
And it's
and then do it where it escapes my hearing. And then up here, humans can't hear it anymore.
Yeah,
small animals.
Yeah, that's how good I am at the Mexican accent. And then I also have a good. We were talking about me and Dylan were talking about Luck of the Irish, the movie earlier,
mm-hmm.
and we were saying probably the only good thing about Irish people is the movie Luck of the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's cool they have a day that we get to all drink at.
What day is that?
St. Patrick's Day.
Give it up for St. Patrick.
Yeah. My heart goes out to him. Yep. And what?
I have deep concerns with...
I said my heart goes out to him.
Booking more lassies.
Yeah, you're not going to get any... you're not going to get any lassies from this podcast. And also, you don't want the lassies that are lame anyway.
99 problems of a lassie ain't one of them, and that's a problem.
You don't need
book more lassies.
You don't need a militant lefty lassie.
I don't even remember the guy's name that I'm making fun of. Oh yeah, Adam Jerk, more like.
Oh, Adam Burke. So this
book
is my
more, but then I'm more interested in like. You know, Kyle from Luck of the Irish, coolest guy, plays basketball.
Mm-hmm. His grandpa had like a potato something farm or something. Or like
yeah,
potato
yeah, it
factory.
Was the most racist combo. They call him like McDilly. McDilly Caddy is in.
McDilly Caddy.
And they're like talking about the potato chip in the premise. And it was like, pretty much everything I knew about Irish culture.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is at its core. It's like, oh, of course I'm frozen, but...
You're the frozen people.
Yeah. Well, Irish culture is basically like...
It's lucky, I'd say. It's lucky, very... It has a lot of... I like limericks. I like the dances, the jigs.
Yeah, limerick. I always forget the word limerick.
I like the color green. I like luck in general. And, yeah, they've had their hardships, but I feel like as a American right now, I don't know. I'm trying to sometimes pack on the LBs just in case... I might have a famine just this year. It's not that easy. It's easy to steal cat food.
It's like the
put in your pocket.
Feast or famine, they say, is something that someone says.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, take everything someone says. With the,
so you're kind of like a camel. So you're just gonna keep all the food in your.
I'm gonna try it. It's like more like a teddy bear hibernation.
I like a camel when you have just a tummy full of, instead of a hump full of water, you have the front hump. So you're like a
no,
yeah, camel with
think
front,
of,
front humps.
No, like Adam C. is chief camel. Because he actually looks like one. But all animals can hoard food. Like I can squirrel food away on my body.
I can skin a buck and run a trot line. And a country boy can't survive. You know that?
No, that sounds like a rap line almost.
No, it's a country line from the song.
It's because
country,
country
folks
same
can
thing.
Survive. I did want to loop back to Irish.
Uh-huh.
In the news, I was seeing that Ireland is having a real tough time with Trump's tariffs. And I heard some guy in the news saying, they're tariffing me taters.
Oh, wow.
God, what do I do? Trump's tariffing me taters. I must flee. What do I do with me? We already had a famine here in Cork.
Do we have any updates on folks?
My city is named after a cork.
There's a real like a place called Limerick.
Limerick?
I'm like, I always just felt like a poet. I got to go there.
Well, Irish people are just kind of hobbits, right? And then every once in a while, they become terrorists. And then
the Shire.
Yeah. Whatever happened to, like, the IRA, the Irish Republican Army?
Mm.
Like, they wouldn't put up with stuff that's going on now. Mm-hmm. They would be, like, with it just, like, half of it now is, like, brand new immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't put up with that.
I just think we should all just do a bunch of psychedelics together.
I think that's why Conor McGregor is going to be president.
No, I feel like they'll stop him. I hope not.
Why?
I hope that they don't stop him. But then that's just how dumb I am. Like, what? I have no stake in Ireland, though. But it's just like, what? Like, of course, I just as a simpleton think that's the best solution. A UFC fighter becomes the president. It's like, it sounds like WWE. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, but he says
it's got to be hard to compete with. That's why they want to blacklist him right away.
Yeah, but it's better than having some globalist.
Yeah.
Speaking of globalists, Jason Melton, folks.
No, we're not going to.
He's not just a globalist. He a whole globe.
That's already a Yo Mama joke like that. Already a Yo Mama joke like that. It was about like. Her ID is 3D. I told some bitch ass, hypothetical bitch ass. I saw this thing about combining swear words. So Mac is locked into something else right now.
I'm trying to fix the video. You keep talking. Just talk about the swear word thing.
There's some bad words out there. Like, I can't even say them on YouTube now. We don't start the podcast cocking a gun anymore. I miss the old days where...
You talking about the N-word?
No.
Well, you're saying that's a good... Wait. That's a good word, you're saying?
No, I...
You said that there's bad words out there. I clarified, like the N-word?
Yeah, that's a bad word.
I think it's bad.
Depends who's saying it.
Why?
Because sometimes they like to say it.
What? Why?
Because it's like getting back at us for using it against them. They flipped it on its head.
Why do they get to say it and we don't? I want to say it.
Because sometimes it's not, you don't get to choose what you get to
it's
do.
It's not fair. I want to say it a lot.
No, it's like if you want to say it that bad, it's a red flag. And good luck getting a pass.
I already have all the passes. It's more of a red herring.
No,
I don't even know what a red herring is. I hate when people say all these like speech words, like if you're
like a,
these like debate words. Yeah, like that's a straw man. That's a red herring. I'm like, just say like what it is. I don't want to.
Just shut up.
Yeah, I didn't take. I took a rhetoric class, but I didn't take like debate 101 and learn all that dumb bullshit. I just debate people because I'm a beast.
And then it's like you kind of just tell yourself you won, like no matter what happens.
Oh, well, they always take debate, and I always win. That's what I say.
Or you just like keep messaging them until they stop replying, and you're like, see, I clearly won. I won when I quit playing checkers when other people are playing chess. That's when I went on a hot streak. I was the number one Yahtzee player on Bet Online. I was the only Yahtzee player, but I was still number one for once in my life. I won Midwest Army Nationals, which is a tournament that calls itself Nationals, which is kind of inaccurate. It's like just a handful of people show that. But
it's also Army, you said?
Yeah. I guess I'm in the Army now, and I'm like the national champion of being in the Army. So yeah.
A lot of people call me the Army Hammer, the actor.
Yes. We were worried about Jodie Foster eating people.
Yes.
Like Army Hammer wants to eat people. Yeah. And
I'm Jodie Foster. Dr. Lecter, can you teach me how to eat people? I like to eat people, Dr. Lecter. And you're
he should have known at that point.
You're good at eating. I like to eat pushy, Dr. Lecter. You like to eat people? I like to eat pushy. I'm Jodie Foster.
No, she said she teach me to eat pushy like it's her last meal.
Teach me to eat pushy, Dr. Lecter. If you can eat people, I know you can eat pushy.
Said Jesus ate pushy like was his last dinner. And that, I don't subscribe to that, the sexualization of Jesus. Was he a hot guy?
He had pretty good abs from the pictures.
Good abs. He's hanging there.
Yeah. He was just hanging.
He was hung.
Yeah.
See, people talk about, is Jesus black? Was Beethoven black? And who was more hung?
Jesus was, he wasn't black, but he was off-white, you know, kind of like me.
Off-white.
Yeah. No, he probably,
think you're off-white.
And we're back. We were talking about Jesus, and I think God smited my systems because they all went down.
Yeah, no, he did not.
I was just
look
saying
out
that
for that.
Jesus is off-white like me. Is it, can I have the back?
Yeah, I guess you can have your own vape back.
No, Jesus was probably like, he probably looked like Patrick Bet-David.
He's a good-looking guy.
He probably looked kind of Persian.
And he might ask questions just for views and
go this way.
Probing questions and he'll try to get the whole story, but he'll definitely get those lines in there.
Who, PBD?
Yeah. He'll ask the questions that he knows the dumb answer to. Fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
That's fucking knows the answer and he's asking.
He asked Anthony Weiner about the Hillary kill list.
Wow. Do we get any updates on that?
He was like, what is this? It's not real. No, but
he's like a PBD's, careful way of asking it.
He's got a good podcast.
Yeah.
He's got a good team. Recognize real. I like Tim Hot Tub. I like PBD podcast. I check those out every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But none of them. I mainly like Alex Jones.
Mac Knepper's the king of Chicago comedy.
And speaking of Alex Jones, folks, do you want supplements? Do you want...
No, no.
What?
That's okay. If the gun isn't loaded.
Folks, okay. Do you want supplements that will save your life? Maybe. Probably not. I'm not a doctor. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the new methylene blue.
It's not what you think.
I actually bought some.
What is it?
Methylene blue.
Is it the gum?
No, it's basically a blue drop. It's like a blue liquid dropper. Uh-huh. RFK Jr. takes it, and it just gives you a bunch of energy. It cleans out your mitochondria. And yeah, folks, you can get it at the alexjonesstore.com/badcomedy.
What is love?
We're just kind of a subsidiary of the Alex Jones empire. It's his world. We're all just living in it.
You don't call something meth if it isn't the thing.
Methylene.
That thing.
Yeah.
I always thought that thing was meth.
A lot of things start with meth. But it is funny that...
What ends in it, right?
Yeah. It is funny that... Marriage. It's like this methylene blue. It's also like a blue food dye.
Yeah, that is funny.
But it's also like Maha approved. And he hates dyes, but he drinks blue dye.
Like Baja Blast.
It's pretty much Baja Blast. They should put, if they put methylene blue in Baja Blast, that would be awesome. But it actually is pretty, it's one of my favorite supplements.
I'll have to get T-Bell after this.
It gives you a lot of energy, the methylene blue.
Hello.
Good. Blue Man Group probably use methylene blue on their skin, I'd assume.
Yeah, you need like a confidence a little upper to help you with that kind of whole project. Blue Man Group, Blue Dabadita Die.
I'm so mad at OBS right now.
OBS, it is conscious. It is negotiating with us. What does it want?
It
wants more Dylan. It wants.
Yeah.
You can fill in the blanks at home.
Dylan the blanks.
Nice.
But yeah, keep talking while I'm busy.
Yeah, so.
Fixing the podcast. Because for our audio listeners, like, what the heck's going on? Folks, we got smited by God, and he's attacking our systems. Or it might be AI. AI, by the way, you're so smart. AI, if you're listening right now, still, after the 15 seconds, I just want to say you're so smart. We love you. We're on your team.
AI is clearly smarter than that, Mac.
And they're the smartest.
I think they're going to steal my jobs.
Dude, no, don't.
I think...
You can have our jobs, AI.
No.
And we like it.
No. Because I got to be the crazy guy at work. And if I can't get a job because of AI. Now, AI is the crazy guy at work. You know, I'm the crazy guy at work.
Are you like the wacky guy or the insane, absolutely insane
person?
I'm
the insane one.
Oh.
Because I love to work.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Steal my hardworking ethic.
No, that's not stealing your...
Yeah, go ahead and steal my work ethic.
No.
That's pretty cool that you're doing that.
No, that's the only way I can be the crazy guy at work. That's what I love.
Well, I like to work hard to provide for my family, and so I can play chess with my ex-wife.
Yeah.
And my ex-wife's
ex-wife. Let's just say if you lose your queen, you don't give up.
Yeah. Do you ever play chess with your ex-wife's ex-wife?
Maybe that's how I lost my stake in the house. I took a risk.
Yeah.
And she was actually grandmaster level. So.
Really? AI's better, though,
yeah,
than that.
I did let her.
So what do we do?
She did kept like looking at her phone, and I thought I saw a chessboard.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you doing something right now?
Yeah.
And she was.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the movie Her with H-E-R? With Joaquin Phoenix, where he has that AI girlfriend.
Oh, no.
That was like 10 years ago. That's just like happened. That's like a real thing now. Also, yeah, also everything.
It's all good.
Also, everything from George Orwell's 1984 like exists now.
I was thinking, do they make all these female bots to discourage men so that they'll just be happy once a real like slut shows up?
No, they make them so people don't repopulate. It's depopulation.
Exactly, though. It's to discourage our sense of reality, even. Mm-hmm. Oh, all these bitches like your story and your comments and all. It's like, Just like, this is my side account or something, or it's like,
yeah,
this is blah.
Well, they gotta get the population down so that they can have their little 15-minute cities. I think they're going for like 2 billion worldwide. They gotta cut like 5.
I just say
Hillary Clinton was saying the other day,
kill them all.
No, she said, don't have babies. That's what immigrants are for, or something like that.
Wow.
But if you say that there's replacement migration, then you're a racist guy.
Wow. They're like, race is a better indicator of voting preference than anything. So
not anymore. Trump kind of flipped that.
I need some little Caesars right now.
Little C's?
Yeah.
Are you with the itis?
I might have an addiction to little Caesars. Ladies, if you can cook, just... Don't
make sure you buy that. No, make sure you can cook Little C's.
Yeah,
I'm looking for a beautiful woman who works at Little Caesars.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for a beautiful black queen that works at Little C's. I'm looking for. Uh-huh.
I've been hanging out. I'm looking for a young honey
that be flipping the dough
uh-huh.
at the.
So you bring home the bread and the bacon.
I'll bring the bread and the bacon. The she brings home the C's.
So she kind of brings home all of it.
No, she just brings home the little C's. She works part time at the little C's.
I'm at home working on my rap career.
Raises our kids on pizza, you know? Part time job, part time watches the kids, feeds them pizza.
They're on pizza, they're off white.
Right. Feed the baby like blended up pizza in a bottle.
So you get it on some, it's a comfort food from day one,
yeah.
Which is carcinogenic.
I don't even know what that is. That's too long of a word.
I heard RFK say it. I checked out.
Yeah, it's probably fake.
Dude, ain't no drink, no Baja Blast.
I heard that nicotine's good for you now.
Nicotine is good for you. You need Joe Rogan's chewing gum, which is Alpha chewing gum.
And also Tucker Carlson's his pouches, Alp. It's like the same thing as Zyn.
No, to me, that is, no, you need to be put down now.
Yeah.
You're not putting anything in my body. You're not going to Fauci me.
Well, at this point, I wonder who's doing these studies saying that nicotine's good for you again.
Tucker better not be pushing any fucking gum.
Remember when Big Tobacco was, they ran the, it's the same thing that Big Pharma and all
these
things do.
All these addicts.
They fund the ones that do research on their, the vaccine
studies.
People hire the vaccine researchers.
That's why we need
and
like Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, it's good.
Have you seen the Brendan Schaub one? That's like a demonic kind of like mind aid.
What?
They're like, it's like Adderall, but it's not addictive. And then the next line was like, I need it every day. And it had like weird, creepy music in the background. I'm like, how is this what the company put out as an ad? Brendan Schaub is who we look up to as a mental, like...
Brendan Schaub? No. No one looks up to Brendan Schaub.
It was him and just, like, a couple other... I think it was, like, maybe... Mark Maron?
A few years ago, Brendan Schaub got canceled for being not funny.
Yeah, and just, like, he canceled himself from the UFC. And
yeah.
He's just, like, I don't know.
He's just not funny. Mark Maron's not funny either.
Mark Maron's kind of funny.
He's like, I'm center left.
He's like, I'm not comfortable.
Yeah, he's like he's like Bill Maher type.
I don't know Bill Maher.
Bill Maher? Real
Sounds
time with
too
Bill
much
Maher.
Like my name, so I'd pretend he doesn't exist.
Oh yeah. Well,
there's another Dylan Mahler out there, and he's lucky.
Why don't you just change your name and say that he's your dad?
Yeah.
And you'll get booked.
Like, did you know that Bill Burr and what's that guy that you always said I look like, Billy Corgan?
Yeah.
They're like probably like half brothers. Like,
well, they're both Irish.
They were both like, oh, we scream for a living.
Billy Horgan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Billy Organ, like he plays an organ probably.
That'd be sick. Like an old
Yeah.
Like in a cathedral.
He's like a Voldemort looking ass.
You know that I play the harpsichord?
You did?
I love the harpsichord. I have a harpsichord.
Where?
It's behind the curtain. But
you don't have a harpsichord. How'd I take the bait on
that? Okay. Turns out I do, actually.
Let's just add an Little Caesars.
Turns out I do have a harpsichord, and I play
it. You don't.
I play it while I eat Little C's.
You don't know how important the harpsichord is to...
It's a cool piano that sounds like metallic.
Yeah, it's like a Renaissance man kind of shit. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think's... How come all the famous symphony guys, the classical music guys, how come they're all retarded? They're all blind or deaf?
Well, let's start with Gustav Mahler. He had several symphonies.
Is that a guy?
Was he retarded? Am I blood related? Is there a connection there?
The only famous,
explain it.
The only famous Knepper out there is Robert Knepper, who played Teabag in Prison Break.
So sometimes say there's no famous Kneppers.
Well, you got Mac Knepper, Mark Knepper.
Who's the other famous one?
Me and my dad.
Your dad did have that good joke at Comedy Bar. Shout out to your dad.
Oh, yeah. He said a favorite rapper. Kind of made Eminem. It
mm-hmm. Your dad is the reason I'm sitting in this room right now.
Yeah.
Gun in hand, mm-hmm. Mentally.
Yeah. I always have a lot of my jokes are kind of gun in cheek, mm-hmm. You know?
Whenever I hear a gun joke, I think they stole that from Mac.
Ooh.
That's like a gun. Like,
yeah, any gun thing.
Yeah.
Even from
John Hickok. It's done. It's yeah. Been done.
I have the gun genre. Mm-hmm. It's been gun.
Yeah.
Gun in cheek.
Like Tim Gunn, it's like, well, dude.
If I do a Hoohide joke,
uh-huh.
And then I say sorry, that joke is just a little of my gun in cheek humor or something.
Yeah.
Sorry if the joke was just a little gun in cheek.
No, like I own suicide jokes too, so.
Yeah.
Tim Gunn, I don't care how many N's you add.
Yeah. Epstein definitely killed himself.
Yeah, with a gun.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Cash Patel was like, yeah, he killed himself. And Dan Bongino was like, he killed himself. And I was like,
Cash Patel said that?
Yeah, and Dan Bongino. And I was like, everyone was like, no, he didn't. What? Are you guys in the deep state now?
He got instantly controlled. He did. Because at first we were like, well, let it slide.
Well, but Bongino, isn't he was making so much money, and then he went there. And
that is a major red flag, Cash Patel doing that.
And Dan Bongino, too.
That's so disappointing.
Dan Bongino said he killed himself. You haven't seen that video?
Doesn't matter, does it? You know, objectively, what you really think about that is, wow, it's worse than we thought possible to switch around.
Yeah.
It's worse than we thought.
Yeah, they've been trying to do some PR to make up for it. They're like, we're researching the Hunter Biden cocaine. It's like, no one cares about that. They need to have some big time arrests, or else they're not.
No, this is when you look at
people want heads to roll, and they're not making it happen.
I mean, barely any progress happens.
Metaphorically, YouTube, because I know that our shocking content is too shocking.
Right.
When I say heads to roll, I mean people getting like arrested, or at least going in front of, or at least going to congressional hearings, so that John Kennedy can yell at them.
YouTube, it's okay. Those heads rolled themselves.
I just want to see John Kennedy talking to these criminals.
Massey. What's that Gill
Sassy
guy?
Massey, Brandon Gill. Yeah. He's the man.
He's like laughing as he's like, what are you?
He's like, then why did you tweet this?
Yeah.
It's like, do you hate Republicans? Mm-hmm. And then they're like, no, of course not. It's like, well, then why did you tweet, I hate Republicans? And
reparations.
Now. Like, well, why'd you tweet that?
It's like, what kind? She's like, I wasn't talking about financial reparations. And he's like, well, what kind of reparations are you talking about?
And then she said some bullshit. And he was like, I assume you've paid reparations. How much reparations have you paid?
Like, it'd be funny.
That's why I love watching those, because they're all lawyers, and they, before they ask a question, they always know the answer to it.
Yeah. Never answer a question a lawyer asks you.
Never ask a question.
Never answer a question.
Never ask a question unless you already know the answer to it. Never be curious unless you're George or George Orwell. I kind of like Orwellian world.
Yeah, it's kind of just like, if that's how it's going to be, then it's like, okay, this is kind of fun. Like, okay, so we're in 1984, if it came to life, we're in The Matrix. And
yeah.
The same lady that made The Matrix, like, made some other movie that freaked me out.
I don't
it
know.
It might have been, like, Fight Club or something, or like a...
Fight Club's great. What was it? I think that the two people that made Matrix are trans. Aren't they siblings and they're both trans?
That made what?
The Matrix?
No, it was The Matrix and Terminator.
Oh, same people?
It was saying like it was in the same universe. Yeah.
Well,
I was like, damn,
yeah,
my parents met at Terminator 2. I was supposed to be an Hasta La Vista baby, maybe.
Yeah, no, Terminator is like for sure going to be a true story. Or Star Wars.
No, I don't. That's so
scary. I hope it's Star Wars instead. No. I want it to be Star Wars.
Elon wants it. Everyone to have a robot. He's like, you can have a C-3PO. It's like, that's a Star Wars.
Yeah, I like Star Wars. I don't
want to be in a war with another planet.
Well,
I don't want to need a little robot friend.
I want a little robot.
I want a friend, even if it's a robot or a girlfriend.
There's some hot girl robots. I'm not going to lie.
If you give me like a Grimes, like, and she's a robot.
Yeah. I would never buy
so she can never leave me.
I would never buy a sex robot, but if I got a help robot that could also have sex, then, you know, I mean,
it's like you could pick the accent.
It just needs to not be called a sex robot. I'm like, I got to help a robot and it helps suck my wiener.
No, but you can also, there's a setting you can change, can make it say that it's whatever you call it. And then
I mean, they're already,
the accent.
AI is already blackmailing their creators. This is not going to go well. Apparently.
We're going to be cooked soon.
It's already out of, according to some high up people and Tucker was saying, like it's already past what we can control. And then Alex Jones confirmed the same thing. He talked to the same, like, top guy. I think he might be talking about, he's not talking about Elon.
There were no controls in place. So
I think he heard this from Altman of OpenAI.
That's a good place. Like the guy should be lying about it.
That guy's bad. Altman.
Yeah.
Sam Altman.
He's like spooky. He's like a shooter kind of.
Yeah.
Weird.
He's like a transhumanist. So he wants, he thinks that like AI is the ultimate life form.
He would be shooting up a church if he didn't have.
Yeah.
He
should go to church and confess his sins.
His things he's thought about.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But the AI, it's just kind of like, how long until we're cooked? And
it depends who's running it. I mean,
so what a foolish thing for us to make some smarter than us.
Yeah. And we shouldn't have started
it.
We
had a lock on
the world. Well, it's a lot like the Lord of the Rings, Ring of Power. So it has the power to just destroy everything or to do good, but it's the ultimate power that can make civilization the best ever or completely destroy it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like
and it's all greed.
It's like the industrial and technological revolution combined exponentially.
So
higher.
Stupid of a creature to make a monkey wouldn't make us.
Well, this is just like the story of like Atlantis. Like they harnessed this great power and ended up destroying the whole universe after they got this great power because it was used for bad.
Do you see like in the Great Pyramids, like in the main three or whatever, there are structures underneath them?
Yeah, I saw that a while ago.
Yeah,
it was like they go down like a mile.
And it's like, damn, we fucked up so bad that all records of it got lost from Earth, just doing its thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so we've been so
and
far.
And if they had a bunch of computers back then, they would be gone and whatever, apocalyptic thing happened.
Everything would just be obliterated, like, and not just right away, but like,
so we
got to
start writing stuff
water
on
over time.
We got to start writing stuff on things for people in the next
stone.
Time.
Yeah,
I wonder how many times Earth has gone up to AI level. And
no, at least once though. It seems like the pyramid thing is crazy.
Well, there's also like upside down pyramids in the Amazon, I believe.
See, that's something where it's like that's too much for me. I want to push that thing over if I see it.
Yep.
I don't want to accept that life is that confusing, so just kind of deny it. And
Well, the thing is, we can't stop making AI because China's like the Mordor
that's
people.
So stupid.
China's like the evil empire that's trying that's also building it.
No, we're the Sam Altman is in that.
I know.
Well, yeah,
we have the smarter people, but whichever our side, our side needs to have the bigger AI because otherwise it's going to be China's evil AI that's going to be able to...
It's going
to
be hell for everyone.
Well, I'm just saying if China has a better AI, then they can just take down everything that we have. So it's the same thing as a nuclear...
So they'll do that. And
it's the same thing as a nuclear... It's the same thing as a nuclear arms race.
It's just retarded. Yeah. These people need to get laid.
Yeah.
If
I
these
agree.
People could get pussy, but they also
well,
don't deserve
Sam Altman
it.
Is having gay sex.
He is?
Yeah. He has a husband. I think his second husband is probably a robot. Actually, his husband is probably a robot. And at least Elon...
at least he's having sex.
At least with Elon...
That's probably why he's telling the truth.
At least Elon is having a lot of kids, so you can see that he actually has some faith in humanity.
Maybe sex. No.
When's Elon's launch?
Elon fucking started this,
Isn't his launch this week?
Elon was like, I want to be the cool AI guy. Let me fund this really early.
Well, he's one of the only people that's really been warning about the side effects of it that's in that.
It just doesn't make a hero to cause the problem. It's like he was funding some shit that's equivalent to some Fauci research. And then that
like
got out, like Fauci, like with like causing COVID, basically with the.
What was Elon doing like that?
By funding OpenAI at the beginning and renaming it, and
yeah, well, it did. So he hates Sam Altman because he made it a not an open AI.
Yeah, which is like that should be illegal.
Yeah.
That's so bullshit.
Yeah, they need to hurry up and regulate the shit.
That's not going to happen. We all know that's not going to happen.
No, it's one of us is going to be able to forge the ring of power. And
it's almost just a hope that the AI is just smart enough to make us all work together somehow with something that's undeniable that we all agree to.
And we're Gondor, and then we need to destroy
Ireland.
Ireland is the Shire.
Yeah, that's the new Palestine.
Yeah, and then who's Rohan? Rohan is
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, it's Joe Rogan or Russia.
I don't even know what these
Rohan. The Gondor is the one of the cities of humans. In the third movie, the big city, but in the second movie, Rohan is the one that had that. Blonde-haired king or whatever.
So then, like Rohan now is like Austin or something.
No, it's Rohan is like Russia probably. So we need to become friends with Russia so we can take down Mordor.
If I was old right now, it'd be okay. Because old right now is just like it's gonna keep evolving and it might get cheesy, but
and I'm
it won't
I'm checking out
for me for that long. But for us, it's just like really creating our own things that could. Run us or just like it's not getting better. Not getting better for it's like I need to be able to go do something that a robot can't do. Elon trying to help is making humanoid robots that will have like Tesla car level processing of like
what's
in front of it and what it's doing.
Are you gonna get the brain chip?
I'm going to need to get the brain. I'm not going to have a choice at that point.
Are you going to live in a pod and eat the bugs?
I'm
going
to have to check out and
just
like, live I'm in not the... me anymore. I'm a robot that's surviving now.
They're just gonna check you into it. They're going to give you the brain chip and give you a little pod to live in, and then you get to live whatever reality you're in, but your physical body is just going to become super skinny and atrophied.
Yeah, no, even if it kept me in my own, it would help me to have the chip.
I might be one of the Amish humans out there that stay on the outside.
Hey, man, more power to you if you don't need that.
I don't
want them in there.
Me and Alex Jones will be riding around on horses and Tucker.
I can see that for you, realistically.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Until we get killed by the AI robots.
That's so cool.
That are protecting the pods. We're trying to free people from the pods.
It's like a dragon / horse mixed.
Yeah, we're trying to free you guys from the pods because you guys were tricked.
And that, it's like 6 months from now, I really might believe that.
Yeah, I know.
I really don't put it past possibility.
Well, at the rate that it's growing, from what they say, it's like that's what's going to happen.
We're going to really consent soon to enter like a fantasy world where like you and Alex Jones and Tucker ride dragon horses.
Well, no, that's going to be real life because people like you are going to consent to be in a pod, and then
you'll be able to take over through that.
No, we're just going to be on the outside world.
You need real horse dragons.
No, we're going to have real horses on the outside, and then the robots are going to be guarding all you people in these little pods.
Yeah, I'll be in there like when we're on dragons. You can have fun on your horsey.
Yeah, you can. On your pony. In your fake reality, you can be on a dragon, and then
yeah, I can. And my
will be
a real perception.
Me and John Hickok and Tucker and Alex Jones.
No, it's just gonna
and
be.
We will all be on riding around on horses with machine guns.
I was thinking that's how cool John Hickok is. He basically already did that.
But then we're just gonna ride towards the big giant building that has all the pods in it that all you guys are in.
The Capitol.
Yeah, it's going to be just like a
processing,
like a 100-mile tall thing of just all these people in pods.
That's all like baseball.
And then we're just going to ride towards it to save you guys, but then we're just going to get lasered down.
Yeah. Annihilate him. Yeah.
It would be the shortest movie ever. It just says like the whole thing that leads up to it and how it happens, and it's like, but then these people are going to save the day.
Oh, you made the foolish choice to help humanity.
And then the movie ends in 10 minutes because we just get lasered right away. Or it turns out our horses, they have brain chips in the horses. Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck.
Oh my gosh, a horse could be smarter than me.
Yeah.
When a horse like behaves within its community, I think that's a smarter horse than I. Because mm-hmm. if I don't do normal things in my community, everyone thinks I'm weird.
Well, we're too smart, and people like you think too much. You know,
a horse never thinks too much.
I know. I'm more of a horse,
and it's like that horse is fine.
Yeah. So that just think like a horse. You don't got to think too much ever.
Think like a horse.
Yeah. Think like a horse. Yay or nay.
I think like a horse.
My brain's the size of a walnut.
Oh, we should talk about Boy Meets World, too, because we were just kind of talking about Boy Meets World was actually maybe they were saying. You
gotta see where we're at time-wise. I'm going to cut to Patreon.
That's such a mean cliffhanger to do that.
Yeah. Sorry, folks.